Hey everyone, it's Dave from Superhero Speak, and guess what? For the first time ever, we're going to be performing the podcast live. That's right. As part of the third annual Philly Podcast Festival, we will be performing live on August 29th at 6 p.m. at the Tattooed Mom in South Philadelphia on South Street. So, come and check us out. And you know what? While you're there, check out some of the other great podcasts that are a part of this festival, like Did You Eat, Talking Nerdy, and The Spirit Podcast, plus Overdue, and many, many more. So you know what? While you're at it, go check out phillypodfest.com and see the schedule and all the upcoming events that they're going to be doing over those 2 weekends of the festival. And come support some great local podcasts. It'll be a lot of fun. Oh, and did we mention when we do this live show, we're going to have a very special guest with us. That's right. Mike Manley will be returning to the show. Mike Manley, as you know, is the co-creator of Darkhawk for Marvel Comics. So he's going to come hang out with us, talk some art, drink some beers, and have some fun. So come join us. That's right. Again, join us on August 29th at 6 p.m. at the Tattooed Mom for the first ever live Superhero Speak. We'll see you there.
Welcome to the continued podcast adventures of three opinionated guys with mics and too much free time. Strong enough to stop a speeding movie rumor, more powerful than a bad comic book event, able to waste hours of time asking stupid questions to people who have better things to do. It's Dave, Ben, and John. It's Superhero Speak.
All right. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Superhero Speak. And I'm your host, Dave.
And John.
And this week, boys and girls, we have a returning guest with us. He was actually our very first guest way back. And unfortunately, he was also a guest host on our now defunct show, Agents of Speak, which we don't do anymore.
Now, why don't you do that show anymore? Is it because the show just got too good? I don't mean your show. I mean their show.
Nice.
Their show was fine.
Of course, we're talking comics.
I think it was good. It was getting late, and it was hard to sync everybody up.
Because it moved to 9 o'clock, and some people don't want to stay up past 10, John.
This is like a bunch of middle-aged guys just can't stay up late watching TV anymore.
No.
I have to get up at 5 o'clock every morning. So, you know, I don't care how old you are. That starts to get old.
It's great. I get you. I'm with you completely. 100%.
Yeah. So we had an idea of like,
that's sarcasm, right? No, I thought that was, that. I think that tasted like sarcasm. Go ahead.
It's like we've met before. How do you like that? Hey, speaking of which, you know, what's really funny, Dave, I met you, like 2 years ago, I think, at New York Comic Book Marketplace.
Right.
That's when we had the first time we talked. We realized we were very similar. We had like, you know, teenage female children, and we were very into like geek things. Right. And then we did that show, and then kind of I just had contact with you on Facebook and social media. And then I think a year later, I saw you at New York Comic Con when you were working for Greg Horn. I literally saw you for like a minute and 35 seconds. Because that booth was, man, I wish I had that kind of people when I have a booth. But it was very cool. Greg Horn obviously deserves it. But what was kind of cool, and what I realized, I was thinking about tonight when we said that, you know, when we were talking about me coming back on the show, is that I was like, this is weird because I really do feel like I know you, you know, like from our interactions on social media. I was thinking about what a different world we live in now and like how easy it is for people who like, you know, are into the same kind of stuff to connect and form, you know, for the sake of sounding weird, meaningful like relationships, you know, like I really do feel like I know you. When something good happens in your life, I'm like, oh man. When something bad happens, I'm like, fuck that, you know. It's pretty funny that somebody I met twice, you know, and I do consider a friend. So I don't know where I was going with that, but here we are.
That's good to hear, you know, that you actually think you know me. And
yeah, and then Dave goes, I'm sorry, who is this?
and yet you're still calling me a friend, you know. That's a Absolutely. Tough thing to come by, you know.
And we still have to pay you to come on the show. I don't understand.
Our kids, what are you gonna do? See, skateboards are expensive.
is true.
Wow. Yeah. No. And it's I definitely agree. I've met so many people at conventions, and there are people like I meet them once, and I have a conversation with them, and I never hear from them again. And then there's ones I hook up with on Facebook, and like you said, yeah, like you start talking back and forth, and you actually create right. relationships. It's so different than when we were kids.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Did you hit your video?
I think I did.
He did. He hit his video. Oh, God, the horror. My corneas are starved.
I turned off my video.
Okay.
It looks like an undisclosed location, but, you know.
But yeah, you remember the old days when you had to like actually go see somebody.
Yeah, and then like you would maybe bump into them again, and by the time you remembered who they were gone. You know, like, who's that guy? Oh, wait, I know. Oh, he's gone. He got on the bus. All
right. Yeah, it's like every time I run into John. Who are you? Oh, that's right.
Nice. Thanks. Well, hey guys, like talking to you every week.
What's up?
So,
show like had lots of guests and stuff, huh? Kind of award I saw.
Oh, we got the podcast of the month from Podcast Land, and you know, we got mentioned on the Nerdist twice.
Sweet. The Nerdist knows who we are, probably.
That's pretty crazy, man. That's fantastic. I wish the Nerdist knew who I was.
Well, it's so funny because they started this year. They started it where it's like they have a community cork board, and you know, the idea is on the Reddit page, you put in something you want to promote, and they'll promote it on the show, or you send them an email. And so I did both, and I did it like, you know, a couple weeks after they announced they were doing it, and like 2 months after this, Chris Hardwick, I'm not gonna pretend I know him. He definitely, like, he could tell he read it from my email, from the way he said it. And it was an intro that he did by himself. And then a few months later, he did an intro with Katie and Kyle, like he does sometimes. And Katie read it. You could tell she was reading it off the Reddit page, you know? So
that is, and, you know, that's the craziest thing, because you would think that, like, you know, you hear, like, oh, we've got this community corkboard thing. And honestly, I'm a realist. It would never occur to me to even try it. Like, Nerdist, how many downloads do they get a week? I'm not even going to bother sending them an email. But holy crap, you sent them an email, and they did.
Yes, and he even, it's funny because I made note on the Reddit thing that his mother, Mrs. Hardwick, does follow us on Twitter. And his response was, oh, well, my mom will follow anyway. Anyone? No, that is not true. Nice. He only follows quality people on Twitter.
That's nice. That's, well, hey, you know, you guys now can fold up shop because Chris Hardwick's mom is following you on Twitter.
No. That's
pretty cool. I mean, I can't. I don't think that I have anybody who follows me, and nobody follows me on Twitter. Probably because I rarely go anywhere.
I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, but come on, I don't really do anything on Twitter. I don't even understand Twitter half the time. You know. And I'm kind of verbose. Like 140 characters is not going to do it for me usually.
No.
Yeah, if I took out like six of the fucks, I might get that. You know. but that, you know, I don't want to censor myself for the sake of technology. It doesn't seem right.
Well, Twitter, you can now send private Twitter tweets, I guess, to other people, and those don't have the 144 character limit anymore.
Yeah, but that just makes me feel dirty. You know, sending private tweets. It's like something you go to like a frigging rehab for, you know, or Michael Douglas. I don't care for that.
Yeah. And I think you have to follow each other to be able to do that. It's not a.
See, so there's like a whole relationship there. Now suddenly it's Tinder. I don't need that nonsense. I'm swiping. I'm tweeting. It's just too much for me. I'm lazy. Really dumb. I'm really lazy. As a matter of fact, like one of the major reasons I wanted to come onto this show and chat with you, and I was really happy that you reached out, was I'm addicted to this this top Star Wars card collecting app. And I'm really pissed about it too, because I think and they had like special cards that you could, you basically what happens is they give you 25,000 credits a day just for logging in. And then you can spend those on virtual cards, which are just like the old Star Wars cards from when I was a child. So I have, you know, I have an addictive personality. So I currently have about 45,000 of these cards.
Oh my God.
But I don't have a full set, and I don't have half the inserts I should for having spent 25,000 credits a day on cards. And so I'm really starting to think that this was just designed to trick me into finally, like, like go ahead and purchase credits from them, and then I would get the good inserts. But I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. I think I'm going to step away. And I'm hoping by being on your show that I can say to the Tops people, you're not going to beat me. It's not going to happen. I'm going to walk away from this Star Wars app, and I'll be okay without it. But you guys, you will miss me. That's really what I wanted to say. So thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So Tops guys, if you're listening, so now give him like two of the cards he needs.
Yeah, definitely do it. I need
do it right now.
And then that'll keep him going. Don't worry.
Come on, hook a brother up. I have many cards, and I would like to trade with people. My name is Comix, CalMixx. Find me on the app and take some of these cards off my hands. And I'm really, like, I'll tell you, this is really embarrassing. Have you ever heard of Next Issue? It's an app for magazines.
Yes.
So Next Issue is an app. You pay $10 a month. It's kind of like Netflix of magazines, right? Well, I ran out of credits, and you get 25,000 a day, as I said, and I spent them all, squandered them, actually. I didn't get any good cards at all. And then there was another pack that I wanted to get, but I didn't have any more credits. And it was like, hey, if you do one of these special orders, we'll give you 100,000 credits. And I was like, 100,000 credits? That's like 4 days worth of credits. That's like I got in a fucking time machine, went 4 days in the future, and kablam, I'm buying cards, right? And I didn't have to spend any money. You know, I'm a moron because now I have the Next Issue app as well. And it cost me $10 a month, and I don't know how to not have it. I can't figure out how to turn off my account. So the thing I need is, if the Next Issue people are listening, how do I turn off my account? Because I spent all the credits on cards, and I'm starting to feel foolish. Because honestly, I don't even read magazines. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And it's funny because most of the news that you care about, you can get for free online anymore.
And the vast majority of the news that you, when you pick up a magazine, it always feels like that stuff happened 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's so funny too with most of those games anymore. I've been playing the Sims, like one of the newest ones on my iPad. And it's like, oh, if you want credits, you know, subscribe to this or buy this and we'll give your credits. Like, what?
Yeah, those games use a real psychological profile to actually get you hooked on them and get you to fork over money. Like almost every game made for your cell phone now is literally written to like 7 or 8 rules of how to make a person feel like they need to fork over money to get somewhere in the game. They're useless. They're not fun anymore, really.
So are you saying you're writing these apps, John?
Well, you know, I needed a new car. I have a 14-year-old daughter, dude.
So it's your fault. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wish. There was a write-up on Cracked on it a couple months.
What happened to Cracked? Cracked used to be like Mad Magazine, but not as funny. Now it's like Wired, but not as smart.
That is the most brilliant explanation. That's the most brilliant description of it I've ever heard. But they do have some good columnists.
That's what I mean. I don't understand. Like, they used to be like, you know, comedy, and now they're looking for job advice and shit.
One of the things I don't get is Cracked is a great example of this, but there's all these sites now that are satirical news, you know? And yet you see all these people post these articles, and I've seen people post articles from Cracked. Like, it's real news, and they're making comments on it. I'm like, seriously?
Well, that's just trolling Darwinism, man.
That's the same people that think the Earth is still flat. I know. It's just,
People. Well, they do it for the Onion, too.
Slow. And you know what it is? Like, nobody wants to, like, really investigate anything anymore. People just want to fucking tell me what my opinion is. Okay, this is bad. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. I should send $10 here. I have to support this. I'm going to get a tattoo of a semicolon on my breast. I'm going to get, you know, whatever it may be. Everything just becomes – and it's all – you know, and every one of them is probably fine, but it's just you're assaulted with them all day long. And change your profile picture into a rainbow. And if you don't, you're a racist. And if you do, you're a moron. And then suddenly you find out you're being trolled by Facebook. It was a psychological experiment. And now there's people at my door with the Confederate flag. And I just can't. It's enough already. The bottom line is the Batman versus Superman trailer was fucking brilliant. That's all I have to say. You can keep all of the crap. Batman versus Superman.
So now we're going to tell
Was that a segue? That was a segue, wasn't it?
Kablam! That was.
In my face. Go ahead.
So what did you think of the trailer, John?
What trailer? Oh, that one. Yeah. Yes, the one that was beamed to our brains because we're just nerds and there's no way you could miss it on YouTube. or the 5,000 React YouTube movies that were put up within five seconds of it coming out. And
yeah.
Narcissists watching something, you would watch them to see what their reaction was.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Well, I don't know. Some of the bronies are okay. Anyway. So I watched the whole thing several times, and I'll tell you, it's the idea. First off, it looks like they're doing. It's not really a new Batman origin story. It looks like they're doing it after which was the Robin that got like wiped out by Joker was. Jason Todd?
Yeah.
So it looks like it happened after that. It looks like he might have been on a hiatus, but not on the kind of hiatus where you need a bionic leg. And
and for someone to hang you by your broken back on a rope.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it seems like it's after that period and he's like angry and bitter. And then this idiot who doesn't know how like every Dragon Ball Z person in the world knows to take your enemy and put him out of the city before you start fighting him. And, you know, yeah. Batman gets pissed off at Superman for doing that. And I think it's a great premise, actually, because he would be pissed.
I think what they did, and I think they did it pretty effectively, is they took lemons and they made lemonade, man, because the biggest thing that you heard after Man of Steel, at least the biggest thing I heard and my biggest criticism was, that ain't Superman. Superman would have never let that happen. You know, Superman would have taken that guy to the moon, or he would have brought him to the desert, or he would have, you know, dragged him into the ground for that fight. You never would have had three buildings fall down.
Right.
You know, and even if, I mean, I've heard people try to say that there were, you know, there, well, there was footage that was, you know, deleted where the city was.
About a guy who outs.
Yeah. Where the city was evacuated. Bullshit. The city wasn't evacuated. There were people in those buildings. You know, we watched thousands of people die there, and it was Zack Snyder getting off on, on his visual, you know, 9/11 thing going on there, which really was disturbing to me. You know, I want to see a Superman movie. I want to see Superman save the world, not, you know, help destroy it. And then end up in the end, like, it's okay, though, because I'm Superman. I'm from Kansas. Screw you. You're from Kansas. You know?
Right. No. And
you're talking about a guy who supposedly outsmarted Mixleplick. Yeah. Right.
Well, so, later. It's an origin story, you know. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm, but that's the character, you know. He wasn't just strong. He was also very, very intelligent. Yeah. So what the hell, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I really like the way that they are going to use this new movie, though, to answer that question. I like the fact that they're trying to show us that Bruce Wayne was there, you know, and that scene they show of him running towards the building coming down, which ends up being a Wayne Tech building. Is going on in the first movie, obviously. You see, like, their heat vision ripping through the building as he's running towards it.
Yeah, CinemaSins generally took off, like, five sins for that.
Yeah, and you know what? It makes it okay. I think that my biggest thing was, and now we're going to get that story, you know, the quintessential Batman doesn't trust Superman, Superman doesn't trust Batman. And by the end of the movie, they'll have some large thing they have to come together with Wonder Woman to destroy. I just really hope this is one scene that I'm dying for. Jesse Eisenberg in the as Lex Luthor in the trailer, there's a scene where he's looking at a big piece of kryptonite.
Of course. Right?
So we know that kryptonite now is a real thing. Like, they fucked with it in the first one where it was like, oh, it's the atmosphere of the planet. You know, no. It's got to be a rock, you know? And I really want there to be a scene in the end of this movie when they finally, you know, everything's taken care of and Bruce still doesn't really trust him and Clark still doesn't really trust him, but they see that there's value in each other's point of view and everything, where Clark kind of to kind of hand him an olive branch, almost literally, comes into the Batcave in the end, that I swear to God, I really want this to happen, and hands him the lead box and says, here, you know, I want you to have this in case you ever need it, you know, in case that I should ever get out of control or you feel, you know, you need to take me down. I want you to have the means to do so. Just like in the comics, just like, you know, happened in many of the animated stuff. right? Yeah. And I want Bruce to take it. I want him to open it and look at it and say, thank you very much. And then I want Clark to leave. And then I want Bruce to open up his desk drawer and drop this one piece of kryptonite in with all the other kryptonite he already has. Because he's already got it. He's already figured it out. He's thanks very much, Supes. That means a lot.
Have him hand it to Alfred and say, put it with the rest.
Exactly. That would be great. Then Alfred opens up a vault and is like, 800 cubes of kryptonite. It's kryptonite guns, yeah. Swords. There's,
yeah. Nice.
Well, a lot of that, it's funny. A lot of that, what you said, we talked about on the show a long time ago. One of the things we definitely said is you have to build off of that destruction from Man of Steel. Like, it's the only it's the only thing that makes sense that Batman's going to think Superman's dangerous because of what happened in Man of Steel. And so yes, I see that as they listen to the fans and they're turning that, they're making lemonade out of lemons. But on the same coin, and I'm going to get bashed for this, I'm sure. They also complained about The Dark Knight Rises. Batman took off for 7 years, and Batman would never do that. Now we're saying that Batman hasn't been Batman for 10, 20 years.
Yeah, but where are you getting that though? Because I haven't really heard that.
In the trailer, he says something like, I wanted to make sure that, it was just the good guys left 20 years ago or something like that.
Oh, no, Dave, that's not what he says. What he says is 20 years we've been doing this. How many good guys are left? How many of them went bad?
Yeah.
He's far too powerful. If he could destroy mankind.
Oh, see, I misunderstood that, and someone misquoted it too online. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's not what he's. I think he's been there all along, because that's why Clark Kent is looking into him. When Perry White says, nobody cares about Clark Kent versus the Batman.
Right. Right.
I just want to see the explanation of that scene where all those people are bowing to him, because that doesn't seem right.
Well, there's there's a lot of how they're treating Superman that I still don't agree with. And again, the story of Superman has always been he's an alien from another planet raised by Ma and Pa Kent, and he learned the, simple farm values and to be a good person from them. And that's what makes Superman Superman. And, showing Ma Kent in the preview going, you don't owe this planet anything, is like, what?
Of course you do.
I think that was one line too far. Like,
why do they keep doing that with him? I mean, geez, Pa Kent's sitting there. Yeah, maybe you should have let him die. And she's like, what the hell are they doing to these characters? The whole thing was about his personal responsibility. And that's what's supposed to give him a grounding in how he reacts and how he deals with stuff. And this is just like they keep telling him, well, screw them.
There's a definite undercurrent of pessimism throughout all of this, there's no, and it's funny because I guess is it because that's what really sells? Is it because that's what they think people want to see? Because then to juxtapose Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad. What the hell? Who is that movie for? I'm like, and I understand. I read the comics. I know the Suicide Squad comics. I watched that horrific animated series. I went to Target in a 25-minute argument with the manager there because I have nothing better to do with my time over how Suicide Squad did not belong with the children's movies. And he's like, no, it's a Batman movie. He's right on the cover. And I'm like, no,
oh my God,
it's not.
No.
First of all, dude, it's got suicide in the title, moron. It's like suicide. Like, hey, kids, let's play with the suicide bears. No. It doesn't exist. It's not a thing. So use your brain, buddy. And I'm like, and second of all, I'm telling you, last night I watched this movie. There's a beheading. There's cartoon nudity. There's sexual situations. This is not a children's movie. No, it's got Batman on the cover. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I think that is done. I think that Warner Brothers counts on the accidental purchase with that shit.
Well, no. It's not accidental if you're a kid. It's like, hey, mom, it's got Batman. It's good.
That's right.
For me.
Batman's on the cover. Yeah, sounds good. Suicide. Like, hey, all right.
Remember Batman with the shark repellent, mom? Suicide movie with Batman. Yeah. Remember Batman with the shark repellent? Yeah, that's funny, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for you. Oh, so that being said, Suicide Squad looks boring as hell to me.
It's Yeah, I don't. There was nothing in that preview to get me excited for the movie. There's nothing that, and also there's nothing in the preview that even really explains the story. That preview feels like, here are some famous people, and here they are dressed up as some of your favorite characters. You're going to want to go see this movie, no matter what it's about.
It was just famous cosplayers.
It's like the big cosplay bank robbery. You know?
It's like, what the hell is that? It doesn't, and I'll be honest with you. I would like to see Jared Leto and what's her name? Harley Quinn, Maggie Roby, Robbins, whatever. Her. I'd like to see the two of them in a Batman movie, but I could care less about them in this thing.
Right, right. And I got into a bit of a debate on our Twitter feed today.
Just a bit.
Is that when my phone got set on fire?
And I did say the worst two things about both those trailers. I'm sorry, if people don't agree with me, but it was Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor and Jared Leto as the Joker. Like,
yeah,
I am not sold on either of those two as those villains at this point.
Jesse Eisenberg is I've seen him in a lot of movies, and he can do crazy type of kind of evil, like maybe egotistical evil, but not like downright scary, never know what he's going to do, but he can do shit that you can't even touch type Lex Luthor scary. It's not the same.
I think it's interesting that he's not remote. Not that Lex Luthor could ever have a fist fight with Superman, but he's not remotely physically imposing,
Right, right. And I don't even get the feeling from what they showed in the preview that he was intellectually imposing either.
I'll be honest with you. The one thing that kind of I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, because I really do think that the red capes are coming delivery was kind of creepy. And I thought it was cool, I'm willing to check that out.
And
the red capes are coming.
And what is with that Kurt Cobain wig? I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was just
they're telegraphing him there because he's going to end up bald. Let's make him look silly with hair.
Right. That's the whole thing. Like we've already seen the picture of him bald. We know he's going to be bald in the movie. It's not a reveal at this point. And
I just hope they don't end up doing the old comic book thing where, the reason he hates Superman is because Superman's the cause of his hair loss. Imagine if they go that old thing back old school. I'll be like, oh, Christ, that was a mistake.
Dave, it could have been worse. They could have trumped him.
No, I do think they're going to do a parallel between Batman and Lex Luthor, and showing the two of them mistrusting Superman and who he is, and their relationships growing from that, and then it'll end up with Lex going off and being Lex, and Batman and Superman coming to an agreement at the end,
and then they fight over Wonder Woman.
But I thought about Jared Leto, though. I was very forgiving of the look. When I first saw the picture, I was like, all right, it's not something that I would have thought of, but nobody asked me. So all good. They're going to do that thing. That's cool. I was like, I kind of like that they're trying to make him edgy, and they're going a different direction. We've had all kinds of Jokers in the past, and I was really open to him. I was open to what he was – even when we saw the bootleg footage of them in the street. With the car, I was like open to whatever was going to happen there. The minute he started to speak in the teaser, I was like, oh, it sounds like a Heath Ledger impression. I don't approve. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be hard to follow up Heath Ledger, really.
I totally agree. And I'm not saying that I don't think that you could. I'm just saying if they were going to go in a different direction, I wish they really went in that direction, because this just seems so close to that. I don't want to use the word insulting, but it's uninteresting.
Right. I mean, we had.
Is that a word? Uninteresting? Uninteresting. Not interesting.
Not interesting. Uninteresting is
intellectually boring.
Because the Dark Knight was just 2008. And, that was one of the most. It was a definitive Joker portrayal. I mean, and yes, a lot of people were upset when they first saw the pictures of his makeup, and they said it's not going to work. But then once you saw his performance, that went out the window.
Yeah. And I mean, and that happens a lot. Very rarely do you see something and go, oh, God, yes.
Right.
Usually you're like, what the hell are they doing?
I bring up Wonder Woman again, but
you don't.
I bring up Wonder Woman, but
So, yeah. So
oh, true enough, man. True enough, because she looked, you know, when they announced her, I was like, are you kidding me? I've always thought like Lucy Lawless, you know, granted yeah. Lucy Lawless when she was Xena, but I always thought that kind of, you know, that kind of physically imposing look, yeah. not a Victoria's Secret looking model who, but she looks fine.
Well, just hopefully she has the personality for it too, because there is a lot more to Wonder Woman than just looking good and kicking ass. You know, she has to have a presence.
Sure enough, like, she has to have a pilot's license.
Yeah, well, it too. But I mean, like, it would be the same problem as in Superman Returns with Lois Lane. Just Kate Bosworth, she just did not have the presence that you would expect from Lois Lane.
That's true. And she just kind of stood there looking pretty.
Yeah,
The biggest problem with Superman Returns, as I've always said, anybody who asked and anybody who would listen, is the quintessential issue with Superman movies. Superman should not be prettier than Lois Lane. That's
all I'm saying. Oh, God.
There should never be a moment in a Superman movie where you're like, he's kind of hot. You know? It shouldn't be that. It's all right. I don't got to go rainbow my profile picture or anything. It's fine if you think Superman's hot. I'm just saying, for me, at this point in my life, I need whatever. God damn it.
Okay. So we're talking about Superman Returns. We've got Suicide Squad. But look, it could have been worse. It could have been the Fantastic Four.
Ah, God. Isn't that the worst thing ever? And it's so sad, too, because Josh Trank is such a nice guy. It's like,
I think they know it, too. I really think Fox knows they have a turd on their hands. Yeah. And that's the worst part, you know? I mean, how many previews have they released for this thing to try to get people excited? And
one is more boring than the one before. And I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm a hardcore nerd, and these event superhero movies, I'll be there opening night. You know, I will, because I'm dumb. But I can't. I just feel like this is going to be really, really slow, really, really cliched. And I hate the thing. I hate him. I think he looks like ass. It looks terrible.
Well, it goes from the back. But
that they went through, you know, ostensibly, you know, months of production, pre-production work and design work and all kinds of tests and all kinds of things. And that's what they ended up with. That was the one that they said, yes, this one. I liked Michael Chiklis better. You know, I liked that suit better.
Well, that's the whole thing. When you're doing a CG thing, like you're doing a CG Hulk, you can make him look just like the thing from the comic book.
Yeah.
And you choose to do your own thing.
He looks like, do your own thing.
No pun intended, yes.
Did you ever see the old test footage from Star Trek V where William Shatner was doing the rock monsters? Because, at the end of Star Trek V, they're supposed to fight rock monsters, but instead they have a conversation with the alien because they ran out of budget. But it's a true story. Look it up. But the rock monster looks ridiculous. And the rock monster looks just like the thing. I think the thing looks just like that.
Yeah.
You look at his face and it's hard to make out what's going on there. And that's really, you know, he's the heart of that team. He's the personality, really, you know? I can't imagine getting emotionally invested in that character. I just can't. He's too big. You know, they made him ridiculously large. He's too rocky. He doesn't have discernible facial features that I can tell.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's the thing is supposed to be the tough guy with a heart. And they obviously don't understand that.
And he's supposed to have a thick Brooklyn accent. And I'm not feeling it. I'm not hearing a Brooklyn accent at all. And as you might imagine, I would recognize it.
You don't say.
I can't imagine him saying it's clobbering time. Be buying it, you know?
No. And and then again, we're going with, I mean, because you hear it in the preview, we're going with Reed feeling guilty about it, and I got to fix my friends, you know, like, okay, we did that. We did that in the last movie. Like, do we even really need to address it?
Two movies.
Right. Do we need to address it again? You know, you rebooted it. Let's just move past that for now. It was just, and then Dr. Doom, what did they do?
Is that really so hard to get right? You know, if you think about it, it's not a Galactus. I'll give you Galactus. You know, because in all honesty, people bitch and moan about the cloud in the second Fantastic Four movie. But if you had some dude in a purple and blue outfit all of a sudden reach down and pick up the Earth, nobody in the world would have been okay with that. You know, nobody would have been like, well, yeah, it's Galactus. What are you going to do? That's how it works. You know, nobody would have been okay with that. It would have looked like an Ed Wood movie. You know, but Dr. Doom, you can, it's just armor. They do it on Game of Thrones, for Christ's sake. Why can't you get that right?
Yeah, they should have the director and the writers sit down and watch the last death battle that was done. It was Dr. Doom versus Darth Vader. And they do a whole 15 minutes of Dr. Doom and all of his powers and his armor and everything. And they you know, maybe they need a lesson.
Seriously.
Yes, but no, this time he's a hacker too, guys. He's not even...
Well, you know, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get the kids involved. Gotta make sure they get it. They don't understand.
What's his motivation? What's the motivation? Did somebody send him like a bad tweet or something, and he just goes ballistic?
he's trying to start the second fappening. He's very.
I'm sure it's
Dr. and it goes horribly wrong.
I'm sure he's a childhood rival of Reed Richards again. You know, it's somehow related to that, and now he sees Reed with power, he wants power, ends up as Dr. Doom, and they fight. And it's just like, they did that already, so it's not an original movie.
They did it twice!
Yes!
They did it two times!
Yeah.
And it looks about as quality as that unreleased 90s Fantastic Four movie, so...
Actually, look, the 90s Fantastic Four movie looks bad. I think it looks better. I literally think that looks better.
Probably get a laugh out of this. It'll make you laugh. I don't know. Just not. I mean, maybe it'll be good. I hold out hope that it's going to be a good movie, or at least be entertaining. But I don't know. I just don't feel it. And it's so funny because all we're talking about is Dr. Doom and the Thing. We're like, the other ones, who even cares? It's like, whatever. You know? It's like,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter.
It's right. Like, I don't even care that Sue is adopted, and their adopted brother and sister at this point. That everything else looks so bad. I don't even care about that point anymore.
That's the thing I'm okay with.
Right.
Whatever. All right. Good. Perfect. Sounds great. Get to the third act. Let's go. I got to work tomorrow. Hurry up. You know, it's like it's over. You'd be waiting for that movie to end.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I was just.
Anyway, that Mr. Fantastic. I can't get behind a guy who can't get superpowers like that and names himself Mr. Fantastic. Mr. slightly better than normal, Mr. above average maybe, but Mr. Fantastic, that's just shoving it in your face.
Well, you know what? If you have a guy who can stretch and any part of his body, that's what the women call him. But that's another story.
Yeah. Let's be honest. You got that particular. If I ended up tomorrow with that particular friggin' superpower, I don't know that I'd be fighting a lot of crime. No, I don't think you'd see a lot. I think I'd be busy.
Yes.
I'd be making lots of new friends.
Oh, he is Mr. Fantastic. Yes.
What else is there? There's like my favorite thing is Squirrel Girl. But okay, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say, You should have been excited about the one thing that came out of San Diego this past weekend. They're bringing Static Shock back to the comics.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Hopefully with a good writer, because, man, there is so much they could do with that character, and that could be a movie so easily if they do it right. Although it's, it's, I don't know, it's DC. What are you going to do?
I'm sure. Don't worry. They'll fuck it up.
Yeah, Remember in the first show 2 years back when you came on and I was like, yes, DC rocks. And now I'm like, oh,
how did that happen? How did
things change? Yeah, yeah, two years of Marvel movies coming out. That's what happened.
Yeah, true enough. Although, come on, let's be honest. Ant-Man, they're nervous. You can tell they're nervous about Ant-Man. Putting out posters of Ant-Man standing on Thor's hammer, like, hey, I'm an Avenger.
the Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, after Guardians of the Galaxy, it's like, yeah, Ant-Man, okay, be nervous, except for everything they've done so far.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's going to be good. I mean, it looks good. I like everybody involved in it. I was never an Ant-Man fan, but you know what? It's Marvel. As a matter of fact, I go so far as to say, you know what? If I go to see Ant-Man and it sucks, all right, there's one, whatever. Yeah. You know, where's the next one? I don't care.
Well, you know, two Iron Man 2, you know. But
I don't know. Iron Man 2 holds up for me. I'm okay with it. It's not great, but it's not terrible. How do you think you get upset about a movie where Scarlett Johansson's in that cat suit for half of it with the long red hair?
True.
I forgive that a lot.
But he also pulled a Superman on that expo place. You know. I mean, they don't. They should have a body count in the bottom right hand corner of that movie.
So you're saying. So what you're saying is really it should have just been 2 hours of Scarlett Johansson in the catsuit.
Well, duh.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that movie would make all the money.
She made that movie where she's like some kind of alien and what the hell's the name of it? Not Lucy, the other one, in the skin or under the skin. But I that movie on and pretend it's Black Widow 2. That's all. I don't care. It's Black Widow. There you go.
Nice. Yes. Oh, actually, though, so it's Milestone is one of the DC imprints that's going to be doing Static Shock. It's cool. Milestone 2.0. And there aren't any details yet other than Geoff Johns and Jim Lee will be involved. So it's got to, I mean, come on. Geoff Johns and Jim Lee, it's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good, and that should be a movie.
Was that sarcastic about Jim Lee? I'm just curious.
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, then it's awesome. No problem at all. Great.
And if we'd gone otherwise?
No, I'm just curious. Just taking a poll. That's all.
Show. All right. No. We can't let this go. Okay. So what's your problem with Jim Lee?
I just don't like him. Him as a person I like. He's a very nice guy. He's, you know, he's a hard worker. I just, New 52 just makes me angry. I don't like it. I didn't like what they did. I don't like the costumes. I don't like the character changes. I really did try. And you know what? Whatever. Not for me, man. Not for me. Flashpoint? Yuck. I don't like it. I don't even like the new animated stuff to do based on those comics books. Yuck. I don't like them. It's just me, man. It's all right. It's okay. It doesn't matter. My opinion. I can have.
All right. All right. But as an artist.
It's fine. We'll edit it out later.
Say again?
We'll edit it out later. No problem.
Oh, fair enough. Listen to this later. It's gonna be like, I love the Confederate flag. It's like, what the hell? I didn't say that.
How did he know, Dave?
Well, it's because you're wearing one right now, John.
Hey, now.
Donald Trump for president. What the hell? Stop that. What are you doing?
I'm still playing with my General Lee from when I was a kid. You know, I mean. yes, though. So you can't,
That was something that I did put on Twitter that I will be honest about. I put out on Twitter that I think that we should try to stop giving so much attention and so much energy towards getting rid of racist symbols and try to get, you know, let racists keep their symbols. It makes them easy to find. Also, the Dukes. You know, it would be very difficult to find the Dukes if they didn't have their racist symbols. And sometimes you need to find the Duke boys. You never know. You're running from some country sheriff. Because there's no bridge. They just have a ramp sitting there at the river.
Well, right? Of course.
Because why would you have a bridge, really? It's a small town. No one has to go anywhere.
And, you know, if you need moonshine. You know.
Right. Because moonshine in 86 was a big thing. You know? It's like, that was a concern for people. They had to find their moonshine because you couldn't possibly go to a 7-Eleven. There was no bridge. You would have to jump the river to get to it. Couldn't even get to the flag store, so we had to use this one. We had it left over.
Look, they were just some good old boys. Never mean it.
No harm. Okay, fine. Thank you. Yeah. So, what? What else came out of this thing?
They should redo the Two Hazzard, but they should do it like ironically, like the way they did the Brady Bunch. They should have like the Dukes of Hazzard like ripping down a Harlem street, and have people come out and like rip the car apart and have to be like, "What the fuck?"
Well, they actually in the Dukes of Hazzard movie, they already did something like that. They were on the highway going to the city, and people were yelling out of the other cars around them. You know, nice flag, jackass, and all that. They were ripping on them.
Really?
So that's already been done. Oh, yeah, in the movie.
Right, because...
So explain to me, if I have all these great ideas, why can't I get a job writing movies?
Because first you have to write a movie and then try to sell it.
Apparently that's the case. They don't just come to my undisclosed location and say, hey, throw money at me.
Right, right. You got to stop playing that Star Wars game for a couple of days.
Damn it. Yeah, I love that game. I love that game. You know what's even worse, though? Oh, this is even worse. You just reminded me of this. So I got the Marvel Infinity Fever when that came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I own every Marvel Infinity character. I played the game, like, you know, it's a children's game. I'm 45 years old, sitting up 2 a.m. building shit in Marvel Land, right? Because that's how sad and pathetic my life is. And now I see that they're coming out with Star Wars Infinity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously? Oh, the same game, but it's Star Wars? I get to be Boba Fett. I get to power up a Boba Fett figure, and I get to build stuff and maybe jump one over a river of my choosing. And exactly. And it's just going to be a lot of money that I didn't really want to spend on plastic.
Well, you know, I'm only going to play it if I can paint the Falcon orange and put a rebel flag on the top and an O1 on the side.
Now
it's the Millennium Lee.
It's the Millennium Lee, yes.
Oh god. Maybe you'll edit me out at the end of this. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like when you shoot the lasers.
That's the sound it should have made in the Lego movie when it pulled up next to the pirate ship.
yes.
I love that scene.
But yes, another way for Disney to make more money off of you. And so are you excited then, I guess, about the Star Wars movie coming out in December?
Huh. Here's the thing.
I love
Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I love Empire. I love Jedi. I love 10 minutes of the prequels in their stuff in there, 10 minutes total of all of it. You know, the whole world dumps on that shit, so I'm not going to do so. But I think that The Force Awakens is going to be lovely. I think it'll be fine. I think it's going to be a good movie. I think if they're making this movie for me, they're idiots. They need to be making this movie for children to grow up with, especially because it is Disney. I think that we are about to see Star Wars overexposure, the likes of which you could never even imagine. And I think what's going to happen is 5 years from now, and I mean this sincerely, 5 years from now, it's going to be like, oh, there's a new Star Wars movie. Let's go see it, I guess. Rather than being really pumped for it. I think the fact that we don't have a lot of Star Wars makes it so much better than this Star Wars every year thing we're going to have.
Right.
In my opinion.
You know, it's funny. You just said something that I didn't think of before, and you made me think, how dare you? And it's so true, because it's one of the big – they made such a big deal about Abrams directing this because he is a huge Star Wars fan. So he is going to make the Star Wars movie that Star Wars fans want to see, current fans, not the movie that's going to bring in the kids, you know, so –
That's so, so are you? Are you saying that
you both talked at the same time?
It's a race. No, are you? So you're saying that he wasn't a fan of the Star Trek series, and that's why those movies did so badly?
I still like the first Star Trek.
He's on the record as being a much bigger Star Wars fan than Star Trek fan, and I think that if you can make one criticism of his Star Trek movies, both of which I greatly enjoyed, it's that they're much more like Star Wars movies than Star Trek movies. You know, there's a lot of action going on in there, and a lot of MacGuffin action. We got to get from point A to point B because of, you know, plot point C, not why does God need a starship? There was none of that.
Right.
You know, and really, there's a lot of that in every Star Trek movie.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Which is just good.
Look at Star Trek, the motion like picture. Too.
Oh, God. Yeah. God. Imagine if you made that one. That would have saved them.
Right.
That movie is, there's like a, seriously, four, like 25 minutes of just a long, lovingly, almost pornographic shot of the Enterprise in that movie. When you first see that ship, it's like, is this ever going to fucking end? Are they ever going to get off the shuttle and get on that ship? It's like, we don't need to experience it in real time.
Well, that's because, well, the lens flares, it stays in your cornea for at least five hours after.
He's talking about the original, the motion picture. Movie.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
And the reason they did that is because we spent so much fucking money on this model, make sure they see it.
Oh, true.
Well, not only that, I mean, the script was originally supposed to be a pilot episode for a reboot series.
Right.
And they decided to make the movie instead.
Yeah, there's great stories behind that stuff, too. If you look that up, that stuff is awesome. So interesting. Yeah. And Spock wanted to, I mean, Leonard Nimoy wanted no part of it until the very last minute.
Right, right. That's why in the motion picture, there's their science officers beaming up and he dies on the transporter. That was going to be Spock. They were going to kill him off like that.
Yep.
Right at the beginning of the series. It was like, really?
Wow, that's bold.
Yeah, that's one thing I can never understand about Star Trek. At least the original series stuff is, you know, they had problems like that with the transporter all the time. Why would anyone ever use them?
Right? I would never. You couldn't pay me enough money. No, I'm not getting in that thing. Absolutely not.
Well, except if it's duplicated and then you transport what's her name as many times as you can.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
That would be useful.
So one for you, one for you, one for
you. Get a Scarlett Johansson.
You get a Scarlett Johansson.
I'm just going to take a swig of my Jameson. I got my Irish whiskey here, and you know.
If everyone looks under their chairs, they'll find a Scarlett Johansson. Yeah,
you look at your chair. Holy shit, Scarlett Johansson's under my chair. But it's like really mean Lucy kicked your ass, Scarlett Johansson, and she beat you up.
And... Yes, and for the ladies, each one gets a Thor, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every woman gets a Hemsworth.
You get a Hemsworth. You get a Hemsworth. What's a Hemsworth?
But back on Star Wars, I do think you're right. They're going to oversaturate it. I just want to see this first movie. What was that?
Yeah, I want to see the first one. It's going to be great. I'm interested in seeing the original characters, you know, where they ended up. I think I am. We'll see.
Right.
You know, well, I think I want to see.
I'm pretty sure, you know, they haven't said this, but I'm also have this distinct feeling that this is it, too. We won't see them again after this.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a torch passing kind of thing.
Right.
I know some stuff that I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to ruin it. But I think that there's definitely a new cast for a reason.
Wait, you know stuff.
Because we're talking about spoilers on this, right? And you guys aren't like into having shit ruined for you. So I don't want to ruin it for you.
I'm totally into it. Tell me. I want to know.
We spoil stuff serious. All the time, but I mean, if you're going to get in trouble, you know, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'll say whatever the hell I want. But I think that I don't want to ruin it for your audience. And also for you, Dave, I know you like your Star Wars. I don't want to.
Well, that's true.
Spill the beans and ruin it for you. My Star
Wars. So Leia is going into rehab, I guess, or something? Or
it starts out with her there, actually. It turns out the whole thing was a dream. All of it was a dream. God, they're actually living. So, walk up.
Pulling a new heart.
So Lucas wakes up in bed. Is that what it is? as long as the spoiler is not they kill everyone off. Oh, they kill off the original cast.
Okay, yep, I agree. No, okay. They're not gonna kill the original cast. They're not gonna kill off all of the original cast. They're not gonna kill off everyone. No, just some of maybe possibly. Let's just put it this way. Anthony Daniels better start looking for work. Imagine that's the big dramatic moment. He gets shot. He's been blown up in every one of those friggin' movies. And like, no, this time it's stuck. He's done. No more for him.
Well, that's the one thing I don't get from what I've seen is, why does C-3PO have a red arm?
I think we're going to find out that it wasn't like a fairy tale ending in Return of the Jedi where it was like the Emperor is dead, so now everything's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Get to be, you know, you get to be shiny and gold forever. I think there's still some struggle going on in the world, and I think he probably finds himself in a situation where he gets busted again, and they don't have a shiny gold arm available. Laying around.
Yeah, they're probably going to follow somewhat what the extended universe did. You know, they'll have the remnant and all that, and Right, as long as they don't have the Vong, because that would be actually pretty damn cool. But
yeah, I mean, they're definitely, it's from the previews, you're definitely seeing that. No, it's not. The rebellion didn't necessarily stop the Empire on that one victory. They just kind of slowed them down. You know?
Yeah, they sent them into chaos.
Right,
but they're still there.
Like, yeah, it's like stopping Ultron now. If you destroy the one, there's copies everywhere. So, you know, you're not going to just stop them just by killing one. Oh, wait. What did they do in the movie again?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Ultron is this ultra super intelligence, and he had access to the internet. But killing that one Ultron stopped them all. Yeah.
He's Prime. He's Ultron Prime.
Yeah.
Did you guys even watch movies? Come on.
No, but I read a lot of comic books where Ultron keeps coming back.
I promise you he's coming back. He's not gone.
Yes. No, but yeah, I mean, that's, and it makes sense with like the Star Destroyers crashed on the planet, you know, like you would start having stuff like that in a galactic war that's lasted, you know, 30 plus years, but
absolutely. We're not gonna, you know, this is not gonna be like, you know, the opening crawl is not gonna say peace and prosperity throughout the galaxy.
Right. You have to have conflict.
It's gonna say shit got fucked up after them teddy bears saved the universe. You
know? Yeah. It's gonna be an exact quote in the scroll, everyone. Just
it's there. You heard it here first. Shit got fucked up after those teddy bears saved the universe. That's it. I always thought they should rename Return of the Jedi Teddy Bear Save the Universe. That'd be the best. imagine they went to that, what the hell's the name of that planet? Endor. Imagine they went to Endor and like the only indigenous population was like, you know, fish. You know, like they got stomped because the fish couldn't fight the Empire. We almost made it too.
You know, actually, you bring up a good point. If the first new movie starts with a new, new Death Star, and the first thing it does is blow up Endor, or better yet, blow up whatever planet Jar Jar Binks is from, then you know,
Riza screwed. Nub nub.
Yeah, but that's when you see the guy that's operating the cannon for the Death Star. It's Abrams. He turns to the camera and he goes, I did that for you.
Yeah, he gives you a big thumbs up. A big goofy smile.
That's like, the whole movie. Into this. It's 5 minutes. It's a Godzilla versus Bambi thing, and that's it.
As you leave the theater, deposit a $5 bill. We're not done taking your money yet.
No.
Are you kidding? People would pay to see that.
Oh, yeah.
That is it. Kill that damn Gungan 30 years later.
No, because, you know, with our luck, it'd do the same thing it did in Robot Chicken. Misa blue now.
That's right. He come back.
Misa going to be with you forever.
So, what have we decided in this hour? We've decided Eisenberg's wig has to go.
Yep. I'm sure it will.
Leto is just doing a bad Ledger impersonation.
Sadly.
As is the entire cast of Fantastic Four doing a really bad impression of the Fantastic Four, but...
they all have the look on their face like, what are we doing? What is this movie? Are you sure? Is this a superhero movie?
And Jim Lee is evil incarnate, apparently. So...
Not incarnate. Just by design.
We're going to get a tweet, man. You're just telling me about the tweet war.
Oh, that wasn't with Jim. No.
But it will be now.
Jim Lee's very, very talented. I'm just not a fan of the new 52, which I think is now the semi-old 36 or something. Or
no.
the remaining nine. It wasn't a war,
and it was. I'm gonna mention him since you know, he's a listener, Gary Lamb, on Twitter, and you know, we were talking about. Because I tweeted out something about the Suicide Squad trailer and just a link to it, and we were going back and forth, and he's like, he said that he really dug, he said he hated Luther, and he dug the Joker, and I'm like, yeah, no.
Mm.
You know, and he said I was being too hard, and that, you know, I had to give it a chance, so.
It's all good, man. We're all allowed to have opinions.
No!
We're not allowed to have opinions. I mean, we're allowed to have opinions about superheroes, nothing else.
We're allowed to have opinions until we see the movie, and then we can trash it.
All right, so opinions and rebel flags for all.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you keep bringing that up? You know, yeah, it just like Fox News, if you keep bringing up bad stuff, you're not good. The bad press isn't good.
I was talking about the flag for the Rebel Alliance from the Star Wars movies, John. I don't know what you're talking about.
You are bad. Thanks. I walked right into that.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Bo and Luke Duke were stormtroopers?
And Uncle Jesse.
I told you that's right. Was I told the you they were racist. Stormtroopers. Them Duke boys is trouble.
You know that fan art's going to exist tomorrow morning, right?
Nice.
Before we even actually put this podcast out, somebody's sitting there going, I just heard something and it's an awesome idea.
I felt a great disturbance in the force. It's as if 1,000 Confederate fans just freaked out. And
we are talking to an artist, so we'll see what happens on his Facebook page tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll be drawing that. Thanks. I've stayed really far away from that. As a matter of fact, I do art for another podcast called the Nikostic. I don't know what the hell it's called. But I do art.
They hired me. I'm sure it's very prestigious.
I wish I could say it. Necroceron? I don't know. Some kind of evil book thing. And Necomicon, maybe? I don't know. Maybe it's Comic-Con? I don't know. But anyway, they pay me to draw shit. And they gave me their idea this week. It was like, oh, you got Ted Nugent and Kid Rock, and you got the guy from Primus slamming their heads together, but the stars, you know, caused it. Looks like there's like stars and it looks like the Confederate flag. And I was like, do you really have to draw that? Can I draw something else? And they were like, yeah, draw the shit with these big boobs from this band. I was like, all right, cool, that's what they're doing. You're right, we shouldn't draw that at all. That's poor taste. I was like, all right, thank you. I mean, I'll do it, man. Money's money, but shit, I'm a whore, but I don't need to.
You need the money to buy some more of those cards.
That's what I gotta do, man. I need credits. I need inserts, and Tops is doing me wrong. And apparently now I'm gonna need money for fucking Star Wars Infinity. That's gonna be ugly. Oh my god, that's gonna be ugly. Could you imagine if they made like a scale Millennium Falcon for that? Holy shit, I'll need a new house. Sucks. I got trouble, man. You don't know. I just got into I love skateboards. I'm primarily the art that I do is for skateboards. I draw on them and I sell them. Follow me at comics, CALMIXX, and tell me, hey, let's buy one of your skateboards. I'll be like, I will hook you up. But anyway, I actually went and found that Tech Deck is like, it's almost like a Hot Wheels for skateboards.
Right.
And they have a whole series of like the DC Comics characters on these boards. And I had two of the boards already, and the boards are expensive. They're actually like $60, $70 a piece, but these are just $5. So now I have like 30 of them. So, you know, that was great. They're good though, because all my, you know, my 167 Funko Pop figures can have little skateboard competitions in my garage now.
When kid, you know? Nice.
So actually, that you just reminded me. Is there anything you want to plug while you're here?
Not really, no, man. I took a sabbatical from all of the stuff that I was doing on other websites and other podcasts and things, so I could really concentrate on the stuff that I make. I got kind of tired of it. I don't know if you guys ever get this way. It's really, you know, first when you start a podcast, you start a website, you start a blog, whatever, you're all psyched about talking about other people's stuff and giving your opinion on other people's stuff. And at a certain point, for me at least, I get to a point where I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of talking about other people's shit. I want to make something. I want to make my own stuff that other people can talk about and be like, this sucks. This guy's a moron. What's wrong with this idiot? So that's what I'm really concentrating on. I'm working right now on some photography work that I'm doing. Some weird. If you follow me at comics, CALMIXX on Twitter, I post a lot of it there. And as more of it gets done, I'll be putting more out there. I'm trying to get a gallery showing going for my skateboards and like that. That's what I do, man. Yeah. I'm all about the art.
Right, so we're going to be, on our next episode, we're going to be reviewing one of your skateboards and and giving our opinion on it.
The guy is a douchebag. Jim Lee should do a skateboard. That guy rocks. Yeah, man. Jim Lee should be drawing nothing but skateboards. Save the comic industry. Get Jim Lee to ride skateboards. Jim, I'm kidding. It's a joke. You rock.
Sort of. We love you, Jim. If you want to come on the podcast anytime, you know.
Has he ever been on?
No. Cool.
No. Oh, he hasn't? What, are you lying to me? What the hell? Has he been on? He isn't. Is it a secret? Is it a mystery? Is there some kind of controversy over whether or not he's been here?
No.
That's why.
He didn't answer my email. That's all it is.
He didn't answer your email and you're still positive towards him? You know, it takes 2 seconds to answer an email, Jim Lee. What the hell, man? You're too busy fucking up the DC Universe to answer emails now?
Ooh, oh.
Well, now we'll never get him on. Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't even answer email. Not for nothing, Jim Lee. Chris friggin' Hardwick answered their emails, you know? Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim. I think you could probably hit reply.
So, yes. So, Chris has time for us. Come on. Come on, Jim.
Do it. I'm saying Curtis Pilar.
What was that?
I feel like I've driven you people into overtime.
No. You broke up for a second. Well, I didn't know what you said. The last thing you said.
I said I think I said I feel badly that I've driven you people into overtime.
Oh no. We're at an hour and 14. That's it. You know. That's good for us, you know. That's about an episode. So
we've talked to you enough. You can go. Thanks for dropping by.
See, now you're making
how do we work, then,
you know.
It was difficult to introduce him. It's harder to get rid of him. What do we do exactly here?
You know that date at the end of the night, and you're standing in front of the door, and you don't know if she's going to kiss or not. That awkward moment, comics. You know, it's just.
Yes, it's like that moment that Dave always puts you in, that awkward moment somehow, no matter what you're doing.
Just close your eyes, pucker up, and take it. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
You'll enjoy it. So, on that note, boys and girls, as we say each and every week, don't let your cape get caught in the door. Have a good week.
I gotta go make that.
Okay, now it's my turn. Okay, what are you doing? Taking over Dad's mic so I can be part of superhero speak. Duh. Well, there are better ways to join the conversation. Really? Like what? Well, you can interact with them on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and even Pinterest. Wait, people use Pinterest? And what's Google+? I don't know, something to do with circles. Anyway, you can also see all their posts, including comic book reviews, on their website, where you can also sign up for their mailing list. Cool! Yep, are you still going to try to hijack Dad's mic? Nope, I'm going to try to answer the Stump the Geek question. Nice. So who do you think would win in a fight between Rainbow Dash and Squirrel Girl? Oh, that's a hard one. Oh no, Dad's waking up. My feelings!
Oh, what are you guys doing? That cape's gonna get caught in the door.